Welcome to episode 1 of Important News with Jeff Carter. Today is March 31st, 2010, and I am your host, Jeff Carter. Today we will be discussing social media and its definition. Within the past few years, social media has really shaped the way we communicate and gather our information. Gone are the days of looking to newspapers and magazines for information. This information can now be found online with multiple opinions to go along with it. Social media really isn't all that new. If you look at the definitions separately, you notice they have been around for a while. Social usually means interaction of humans with other humans. And media usually means technology used to store and deliver information or data. So when you place those two words together, one could say that it means technologies that facilitate conversations. Some have even tweeted their definitions, such as Matt Singley, who said, "Social media is online content and communication that is interactive and dynamic, not controlled by any one person or entity." Also, Valerie Simon said, "Social media is a participatory form of media that provides opportunities to listen, share, and engage using virtual technologies and practices." Also, S. Wonderland, who posted, "Social media is a revolutionary tool, bringing thoughts and ideas together from every corner of the world and in all facets." People have compared social media to being just like word of mouth, but on steroids. It is compared to steroids because of the large amount of people you can reach in a very short period of time. So instead of my opinion being seen or heard by a few people, it now has the potential to reach millions of people around the world. What I say in a blog today can be read by someone in Germany tomorrow. Social media is no longer being only used by individuals like you and me. It is now being used in the business world as well. Many companies and corporations see social media as an enormous advantage for them. These companies and corporations are using social media as a better way to communicate and monitor what the consumers are saying about their products. This is providing corporations the instant feedback they have always dreamed of. It also helps them keep an eye out for those who may be portraying their company in a false light. Over time, we have developed our existing technologies into easier tools for us to communicate with one another. The most notable being the global reach of the internet, plus the web's multimedia capabilities. While there are different forms of social media, such as Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, etc., they all have one thing in common, and that is they provide for easier ways of communication. The hardest thing about social media is keeping up with it. Social media is constantly changing. What is cool today could be lame tomorrow. Thank you for listening in to the very first episode of Important News with Jeff Carter. If you have questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to leave them below in the comment section of this blog. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/JeffCarter3. I would like to give a special thanks to Barbara Nixon's post on podcast, which can be found on her site, publicrelationmatters.com. Also, I'd like to give thanks to the book Groundswell, specifically Chapter 5. And, of course, you, for listening. On the next show, we will be discussing how social media can get you a job or cost you the job. So until next time, take care and God bless.